Our next guest on Downtown is a playwright, author, and a tremendous stand-up comedian who is out on his farewell tour that he's calling Goodbye Yeller Brick Road. That tour makes its way to Maine for a couple of stops here in the month of March, the 23rd at Merrill Auditorium in Portland, and on the 24th at the Collins Center for the Arts at the University of Maine in Orono. We are pleased to welcome Lewis Black back to Downtown. Well, hello there, Mr. Black.
Hello there.
How are you today?
Oh, every day is just, it's more joyous than the next day, huh? From the very beginning when I began working, I kept doing jokes about, you know, if it was, you know, it was crazy today, wait till tomorrow. It's now beyond. We are beyond crazy. We are literally incapacitated. We are, as a country, we're a stroke victim. We're repeating the same sentences over and over and over again and drooling on ourselves.
Well, you know, I was thinking you've got some time on your hands after this farewell tour ends. You could be a young, fresh face in the race if you decided to run for president.
Well, at my age, overwhelmingly, and it would make me feel better about my health. I mean, you discuss the health of these two people as if it's discussable, that somehow because the other guy is louder and, you know, is, you know, and I'm not saying that, you know, the Ghost of Christmas Past is, you know, making us feel any comfortable about age. But the other one is eating. His diet is, I mean, maybe that's the reason I love him, is that he has defied the diet. You know, we got one guy probably on a Mediterranean diet, and the other one is on the, you know, McDonald's, what do you got, Happy Meal diet.
The people in his orbit, though, and the people that that he has empowered, boy, what an interesting group. And I'm fascinated by this Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, who seems to be taking orders directly from him. But I love the best part of the Mike Johnson story is that he and his son serve as their own porn monitors.
That's spectacular. Did they need a porn monitor? Is that right? You can't even keep up with this stuff. I'm the one who's supposed to keep up with it, and you're ahead of me.
I'm sorry.
Well,
so
don't apologize. I'm glad you told me.
There's a whole lot of crazy going on out there. So what prompted this?
So his the God thing. Wait a second. I'm just writing down porn monitor. I didn't even know that was a word. Because now I'm just telling people there's Mike Johnson and son. What was it? Somebody there, you know, what is your beliefs or something? And he said, you know, well, you know, I follow my God. I mean, stop it.
Well, he's a logical, you know, follow-up to the last vice president who would not allow himself to be in a room alone with a woman who wasn't his wife.
Yeah. Yep. No, that's in that. And then after saying, you know, after he kind of pushed back on Trump on January 6th, in the thing, I just found out this morning, and you can't keep up with it, and it comes too late. This stuff should be out now. The lack of trying to get information. Well, it turns out that Mike Pence is in his bio, you know, kind of it. He left out this stuff about, you know, that he was, what was it? He pushed back on the president. He'd said that. And then, but he said that, you know, but he said that it was obvious that the election had been, rigged and in favor of Biden. You know, and that isn't the way he put it, but that was, you know, he basically repeated the party line. In his book, he cut that section out.
Of course. Well, you know, he's he supports everything that Trump did up to the point where it might land himself in jail. And then that's where I draw the line.
Yeah, it's really, it's a stunning series of, it's just something I never, it really is kind of shocked me to the point of, I mean, I just didn't think we would end up here. We're living in two separate realities. That's literally when I took LSD and you have these paranoid fantasies of the future. That was not one.
Well, I read an interview you did, I think maybe with the LA Times, and you were talking about the fact that now you will occasionally get heckled by some of the MAGA people who come to the crowd who were okay with you picking on every other president, but boy, not that one.
Yeah, no, it's really extraordinary, and it's the first time ever. Even under Reagan, when I was not, had no real chops as a comic, you know, I was learning my craft and didn't really even think I'd be a comic. Even then, they didn't blow back. The only other time that I've ever had this kind of thing is over Cheney occasionally, but very rarely. And that was in clubs, so understandable. They're drinking, and you go and you press a button, and they get upset. And I didn't really expect it, you know, because he's the vice president. But with him, I mean, a group of people who had been fans of mine and get upset, a group of people who really gravitated, I believe, toward me because I do not trust, nor have I ever trusted authority. But the fact, you know, now that I took a vaccination, I've shown that I have allegiance to authority. Okay, for one, that unbelievable blowback. And then following it with a group of people who are anti-authoritarian find the most authoritarian person on earth, depending on the most authority, but they find an authoritarian to follow. It's stunning, you know, and that he somehow one of the more, you know, they're all entitled. How he makes the others look more entitled is really something that, you know, that's like an amazing, I don't even know how you teach it.
No, it's scary indeed. The Goodbye Yellow Brick Tour, Yellow Brick Road Tour, when that wraps up, what's next? More writing for you? Plays? Books?
I keep going, initially, I had thought way back that I'd open a gun shop and maintain income because I thought that was where the money was. I want to see if it would be a book. Hopefully, in the best of all possible worlds, I'd write a book and I'd write a play. I'm going to go down and look at all of my papers. Everything that I've written and everything kind of a lot of the stuff written about me or that I did in interviews is down at in the University of North Carolina. They took everything that I wrote, everything, my plays, my books and the rough drafts. And I'm going to look through that. And that may generate the book or at least guide me toward what the book should be. Cause there's a lot of stuff that I find after doing the special, I'd read an interview the next day, and I go, "Wow, I really, why didn't I put that in the annex?" So there's stuff I'd like to go through and see if that works, and then I'll do my rant cast still, where I read the rants of those the folks out there who have something to get off their chest. I'm doing that now, actually, in Portland and Orono. How do you pronounce it, Orono?
Orono.
Wrong.
Orono.
Oh, then I'll yell because Orono is what I announced it recently. I'm coming to Orono. So if you could tell them to forgive me. Orono. And so I want to... I will read now on stage a couple. I've used to do a live thing, but it was just too much with doing the show, and especially now that I'm trying to figure out what my final maybe my final special. I'm not, you never know. Something I might. I've got. So there's so much stuff. Don't know if it has to be two specials, and then that I want to. So I read, I read in the act. Especially if I get something from the folks in Portland or something from the folks in Orono, I'll read them. I look at those first, and to put. So I read them, and then we. That's everything is film. Everything I do is videoed. So that would then go out. My rant guest.
And of course, you're back in the movies this summer too, with Inside Out 2. Anger's back.
Anger is back with a vengeance. Yeah. It's really, I'm very excited about it, and I just get a kick out of seeing that character so silly.
Hey, I want to ask you about something that I saw on the website. I think it's so great. The Sam Black collection.
Yeah, that's my father's. Two of the specials we did. Ben Brewer, my tour manager, and is basically kind of been the producer of the stuff that I've done in terms of specials, the late ones. And he used my father's in two of the specials. He used my father's paintings as a backdrop, and so in the last one he used. A painting of his that we turned into. Then he said, we've got all this stuff. My father considered himself, and this will throw people off, a hard-edged abstractionist, which in part meant that a lot of what he did was not, he didn't paint something. You go, look at that chicken. Look at that bowl of fruit. No, he painted, it was designs. And so, so Ben came up with the idea of, let's see how this works. And we've got the scarf for women, and then the women that I know, my friends, their wives, and the women who were friends of mine, love the scarf. And so we that's been doing really well. It's beautiful, and it's well made, and that's been exciting to see my dad's work out there in that fashion. Because it's, it became a lot of what artists did is, in order to get it out there, they put their designs on things. And then, so we have two shirts that we're going to be coming up with more since people really like it.
That's great. Speaking of your friends, we had one of your old friends on with us not too long ago. Can you talk about the role Liz Winstead played in your career?
Oh, yeah. Liz is terrific. She's she and I knew each other way back when, we were both doing stand-up in the clubs. She was way ahead. She'd been doing it longer, and she did the miracle. And she doesn't get credit as much as, and John certainly deserves the credit he gets. But the point that is missed normally, but usually is that the one that she sold Comedy Central on the idea, and that was really something of being able to do a daily show about the news. And she hit the sweet spot when people understood, began to see what news in because of cable had exploded. That put news on the map in a different fashion, and people had an understanding of it. And she could put it. She came up with a way in which to go about it, and then then brought me on board because they needed. It was one of those things where we're going to do this. Now we need stuff, and I had been working in clubs, and she knew my stuff. And another friend of mine, Hank Gallo, who edited a couple of my books, he knew my stuff, and they knew that I had a ton of stuff that I could do on the show, and basically. said, do I want to do it? And I said, yeah, and the rest is really television history.
I was checking my notes. The last time you were on with us was just about 2 years ago, and I was telling you at the time that my son, who was then 8, had expanded his vocabulary by discovering my Lewis Black bobblehead. But I want you to know that he's made progress, and now at 10, he is able to come up with some interesting combinations of words that I think perhaps even you haven't thought of.
Now, nice. If he could get them to me, I don't really have writers, but I would take a 10-year-old.
He's got a unique take on the world. There's no question about that. The Goodbye Yellow Brick Road Tour comes to Maine, Merrill Auditorium in Portland, March 23rd. The Collins Center for the Arts in Orono, there it is, March 24th. Your last chance to see the great Lewis Black on tour before he makes that third-party run for president. We wish you much success on the tour, and thanks, as always, for visiting with us.
Well, it's been a pleasure, and the folks should know, even though we discuss these things seriously, that this is it's going to be pretty funny, and it really is, and it'll be a lot more fun than it was when I appeared in Portland. I will never forget, in terms of performances, the one that I did on the pier.
Oh, wow. Outside?
You remember? Yeah. Do you know that one?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. You know, I had done that. I did a show. I was one of the first comics to do a show there. And they had suckered me into it. And it was the summer. And I was, the sun was directly in my face. Mm. On one side, they were loading fish into a truck, and on the other side, they had a boat full with tourists coming up, literally, like, maybe no more than 50 yards from the stage, or maybe 100 or whatever. And it was like, and I'm walking back and forth just yelling, just stop it, please stop it, got a show going on. And it's funny because people who came to that show, and this really makes me wonder about my work, they went, you know, that was one of the greatest shows we've ever seen.
People still talk about that, yes.
Yeah, so I'll be talking about that night.
Excellent.
It was really, it was something.
We'll make some more memories when you come back here to Maine. Thank you, Lewis. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you for your time, and it's always a pleasure to talk to you, so I appreciate it. Thank you.
Looking forward to the show. Thanks again.
Thanks.
The great Lewis Black with us here on Downtown. Again, Merrill Auditorium in Portland on March 23rd, the Collins Center on March 24th, the Goodbye Yeller Brick Road Tour.